Joshua Skolman had a blood alcohol level of 0.24 when his vehicle crashed into a car occupied by Ju, Pang, Anthony, and Tuya Her. Three of the Her family members died, and the fourth remains in critical condition. Skolman pled no contest in the case, and before being sentenced this morning, apologized.
The remorse for my actions is eating me alive inside. The guilt I feel is tearing me apart.
But with dozens of members of Milwaukee's Hmong community looking on in the courtroom, Circuit Judge Jeffrey Wagner ordered Skolman to spend 51 years behind bars, noting that Skolman, who grew up in Adams County, had shot a gun after the crash. At a rally after the sentencing, a cousin of the Hers, Lang Her, told about 200 people that justice had been served.
We are all American citizens. Those who drink and drive will pay a heavy price.
The Hmong community has had concerns about the legal system, especially after the Chai Vang Hunter shooting case near Hayward and the death of Hunter Cha Vang near Peshtigo. But Lo Nang Kyoto Casey of the Hmong American Friendship Association refuses to say if the Milwaukee sentencing got rid of those concerns.
If you connect the name, we're all Hmong, and I wanted to make sure that whatever crime happened to Hmong or non-Hmong, that justice is served.
The drunk driver, Joshua Skolman, will spend decades away from his fiancée and their children. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.